Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Pints are being poured and drunk in traditional pubs across the country this evening for the first time in over 6 months. Pubs not serving food are now permitted to reopen after prolonged COVID-19 restrictions in a move that's been welcomed by vintners' representatives, though Dublin pubs remain closed following the additional public health rules imposed due to the rising virus numbers in the capital city. Now, Drive Time reporter John Cook is with us live now in a pub in somewhere in Limerick. How are you getting on, John?
Pretty well so far, Damien. I'm in Mother Max Pub on High Street in Limerick City's Market Quarter, formerly known as the Roundhouse. It has a tradition of whiskey bonding that dates back to the 1900s, I'm told, but it's now known as the mother of all pubs in Limerick, which co-owners Mike and James McMahon named in honour of their late mother Margaret when they took over the business 5 years ago. The two brothers were delighted to take down their shutters at 10:30 this morning, having last opened for business on March 15th, and with their contact tracing clipboards in hand, they were happy to tell me about their new COVID-19 protocols this evening. First, I met regular customers and recently married couple Teresa and Sean outside in the smoking area.
We are here to support the lads. We have missed seeing them. We are delighted that they are open again, and we're just really happy that they were able to weather everything.
And Sean, how did that first pint taste?
Tasted great. The cans of Guinness that you used to get from the off-licence, they weren't really cutting it anymore.
It's just not the same, is
it? It's not, and pints of Guinness are great here.
You got married during lockdown, you were saying, so did you get to celebrate or have drinks out at that stage during July?
We did. We were up in Galway for it, so we had drinks with some friends and dinner and things like that, but it wasn't the same as going out for like the big night out, you know.
Now, the National Public Health Emergency Team are telling you to be careful and to think about how many times you need to come to a pub. Do you need to come? How often should you go? Are you worried about COVID-19 stuff?
We are. We serendipitously had the day off today, so we thought we'd come in for a cheeky one, but we try to limit ourselves going out and things like that. But we thought the first day we could see these lads, here we are. So
serendipity indeed. Or did you book the day off for the pub's opening?
No, a lot of people accuse me of having inside information, but it was just pure coincidence. So happy days.
Enjoy yourselves. Cheers, folks. Thank you very much for talking to us in Sláinte. Mike McMahon, the co-owner of Mother Max. Well, tell me, yourself and your brother James, you're on duty here at the door. What's happening? Because things have changed.
We've new guidelines. We're in the new norm now. So as customers are approaching us, I mean, we are required to do contact tracing. So we take their name, their details, their number, and then we show them to their table inside. Obviously, I mean, with under the new guidelines, it's complete table service. There's no one sitting at the counter anymore. Everyone is required to be seated, so there's no one standing up inside. And you know, it's not exactly what it was, but I mean, it's, as you can hear, there's still a bit of fun going on, there's still a bit of banter, and people are still enjoying themselves.
James, did you want to say hello as well? Or I'm just wondering, lads, for you, 5 years in business here, your family business, how did it feel to take those shutters down off the windows? Because I know that you were sad to see it closed up for 6 months.
We were sad that it was closed for 6 months, but unfortunately, that such is life. You know, the health of people comes first. How were we when it came down? Very excited, very nervous. But you look, we're day one here now. We'll see how it goes. Do you know? So yeah.
Mike, you're going to take me inside, so we need to put on a mask first of all.
So we're going to take your details. We're going to take your name and your number. I think we have them there. We're going to put on our mask, and then we're going to sanitize our hands as we walk in. The hand sanitizer here. Yeah. And what we'll do is we'll draw your attention then to the signs that are there.
They've all gone quiet because you've stepped inside again. But anyway, hurry, lads.
They're wondering what is going on.
How's the Guinness tasting?
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. It's great to be back. Thank God. So it's good to be in a normal pub. Please God, yeah, to stay open. Like even looking at Dublin, like they're in an awful predicament. With the pub's been closed down, but hopefully now in Limerick we'll start behaving ourselves and people will be acting normal and stuff, so it's good.
Enjoy the pints.
Thank you.
Toilets, how's that working out?
We're a very small house. We have small toilets, so we have to, I suppose, signage in place to inform the customers as to what's required. I mean, we've installed new air handling in the toilets, basically to turn over the air quicker than it would normally have. And that's probably one of the risks that we would have seen prior to opening, and it was a mitigation that we were able to put in to address that.
Mike, I know you're pleased to be back in business after 6 months. Are you concerned as to what happened? You've seen places closed down in Dublin again, Limerick being mentioned, for instance, as one of the counties that could face further lockdown.
I don't worry too much about it, because I mean, we're under enough stress mentally as it was during the closure. I think if everyone adheres to what they're supposed to be, good hand hygiene, You know, we wash and sanitize our hands, good cough etiquette. If everyone takes individual onus and individual and personal responsibility, we should be fine.
So that's Limerick publican Mike McMahon there. It's sounding lively for a Monday evening, John. And before you can go off and have a sip of a pint yourself, you have been chatting to some of the customers that are making it busy there this evening.
Yeah, it's busy enough, Damien. And notably, I've seen more people coming up to give their phone numbers and wait for a table here since 5 o'clock, maybe since work finished. The novelty is very much around these pubs reopening again, and indeed being on the radio, a few people stopping to tell publican Mike McMahon there he sounds good on Drive Time this evening. Many publicans I spoke to told me they are expecting a lot of people out after work for the novelty of that first drink with friends in 6 months. Some told me they were taking a half day in honour of the occasion, or they'd heard of lots of people doing that. Only seated customers are allowed here in Mother Max. Some may have to wait for tables, so they won't be able to fit more than 50, and they say they'll keep them 2 metres apart to avoid time limits, because where pubs can't keep their customers socially distanced, you're only supposed to stay for 105 minutes. So far, I've been chatting to workers and students and lots of people enjoying the crack and atmosphere of a traditional pub once again. Some were shy about speaking on radio, but most had something to say at least about the quality of the pint, starting with a local plumber who a few local jokers told me is called Leaky Mick.
This is fine. I actually was watching him putting it together last week and getting the test. I actually sampled it with him to make sure it was okay as well. Because unfortunately, I was taking up residency here last week. Working.
You were in fixing up the place, getting those jobs done.
Yes.
I think a lot
of
pubs.
Condition now at the moment.
Okay, so you've earned that pint, I'd say.
I have.
I hope he's standing you one or two for the work.
He won't. He's a miserable git.
Dan Mooney from Limerick. It's been badly missed, and especially for a great bar with a community around it, and a place where people can gather, and suddenly that's kind of taken away to be replaced with restaurants. And it's not a restaurant, there's a different kind of vibe. You want to be able to sit down with your friends and have a drink, and you want to be able to do it safely. I mean, nobody wants to do drinking for drinking's sake. The social aspect of it has to come with the safety element as well. So as long as it's safe, I'm happy to do it. In fact, I'm delighted to be doing it.
Sir Downs from Limerick. It's not having a pint, it's going for a pint, and it'd make the difference. It's about the social aspect. You come in and you discuss the events of the day or the week in a safe environment, and that's what it's about. It's not just alcohol. It's part of the fabric of society.
And when you feel safe now, say when all the tables are full here, or maybe you have a night time or evening.
Yeah, I'd have every trust in the guys. Pre-COVID, they ran a very good house. I don't see that changing during or post-COVID whatsoever. And you look around at the precautions they've taken. Yeah, I feel safe and I feel okay.
Sinead Greeny, I'm from Limerick as well.
Pulling pints here at Mother Max. But doing table service today and you're staying in behind your bar, behind the screen, does it feel different?
It's strange, yeah, it's very strange. I'm hand sanitising a bit of band, like. But it's just nice to be here. It's nice to see people. You can drink at home, like, do you know what I mean? But it's nice to talk to people, like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go demented.
Do you feel safe?
I do, absolutely feel safe. The lads brought us in there during the week and they were going through the whole shebang, do you know what I mean? We've a load of these sanitising stations and all the rest of it, like. So, do you know what? We'll have a capacity, so it's not going to ever be mad full. If people have a bit of cop on, wear your mask, sanitise your hands, be a little bit responsible, like, and then hopefully things won't have to shut down again, do you know?
My name is John and I'm from Monaghan, but I've been living in Limerick for 4.5 years now, and this is my first time being back in over 6 months. And it's lovely to come back into the pub and see, even though the whole COVID restrictions up with the dividers within the pub, it still keeps its original charm of being the original sort of setup of a pub.
Because people are sitting in, I suppose, what look like traditional booths, or there's perspex screens between different people as well. Do you feel safe this way?
Oh, I feel 100% safe, yeah. So I'm from kind of a border area, and then a lot of the pubs at home, they say they have COVID restrictions in, but yeah, not a hope. Like, it's staying open till 3 a.m., sorry. Rules have been flouted, so at least you come down here, you can enjoy your pint, and you've no risk of getting the virus, a very limited risk of getting the virus down here because of the way the two lads, James and Mike, have implemented the place and laid it out.
Your friends are joining you, so I'll leave you to them, but will you come out to the pub as often now, because the National Public Health Emergency Team is saying maybe think about how often you're going, and do you need to go to limit social contacts even if the pubs are open?
It's hard to know what the case is now there. It's very hard to know, but it's been in lockdown for 6 months, killed the pub trade for a long time. They missed out on a great summer, great weather. They missed out on St. Patrick's Day. somebody has to get them back going. So hopefully we can contribute to the economy of the pubs going again out there, but within reason, within the COVID restrictions and that.
Stay safe. Sláinte.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy customers there, John, at Mother Max Pub in Limerick. So you can go off now and see what the pint tastes like yourself. Your job is done.
I'll report straight back to you, Damien. Cheers.
See ya.